Today, let's discover the ancient wisdom that talks about the four major goals of life, the four attainments of life, through which we can create an abundant, conscious life for ourselves and achieve absolute fulfillment in this modern world. Today, we will look at the four pillars for a fulfilled life. These are Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, which are described as the four attainments, the Purusharthas in the ancient Vedanta. And by understanding these principles and by applying them in our lives, we can manifest an abundant, fulfilled, and a righteous life for ourselves. The Advaita channel is about conscious living and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and other ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our life. So make sure to hit like and subscribe to our channel. In the first part of the video, let us look at Dharma, which is the first attainment or the first goal of human life. Now, we had made an elaborate video on this concept alone, on the teaching of Dharma, and I will link that in the description for you to check out. But to give you an overview of Dharma, Dharma is about morality, responsibility, and purpose. As individuals in this world, we have certain responsibilities towards our family, towards the society, and towards this world as a whole. And we also have moral obligations to the environment, to the people around us, and to the humanity as a whole. Along with these two aspects, Dharma is also about purpose. This is called Swadharma, our individual reason for existence. So all these together form Dharma. Dharma is simply about living our life in alignment with truth. This truth is the teaching of Vedanta, which talks about the infinite nature of self and the oneness in everyone and in everything. When we live our lives in accordance with this truth, which is oneness in all and oneness in everything, morality becomes a natural outcome. Dharma is what holds and binds everything together. It is the underlying force of the universe. And Dharma is also the foundation or basis for the other three attainments. And the fundamental teaching of Advaita Vedanta is universal oneness. Advaita Vedanta simply says there is one infinite consciousness and there is nothing apart from it. All the duality that we are perceiving right now is simply a temporary appearance and it is a temporary simulation. It will eventually subside into that universal consciousness. And in reality, consciousness is all there is. And everyone and everything is an expression of that infinite consciousness. And this is the absolute truth of reality. In the second part of the video, let's talk about the second attainment, which is Artha, that is wealth or power. So wealth is the fundamental necessity of our society. To take care of our families, to support the society, and for the entire country to sustain itself, it requires wealth. So there is absolutely nothing wrong in seeking wealth and power. But we need to understand the limitation of it. We need to understand that wealth by itself is incomplete, and just by attaining this, we cannot attain absolute fulfillment. Many people are focused in acquiring wealth, status, success, and power. This is Artha, the second attainment. And each and every one of us have different inclinations. We all seek different things. And when we look at this carefully, each of our aspirations and each of our goals will fall under these four buckets, which is Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. In the third part of the video, let's talk about Kama, the pleasures of life. Now, Kama is a very broad term which encompasses different aspects of pleasure and different aspects of experiences. There is a wide range to pleasure, from the grossest to the finest. From the basic sensual pleasures like foods to more sophisticated, refined pleasure like the pleasures of listening to good music, dance, art forms, etc. Everything comes under kama. Kama is about the pleasures that we derive from things, from relationships, from our possessions, etc. So most of the humanity is at this level. They seek kama, the pleasures of life, whether it is food, whether it is relationships, whether it is alcohol, whether it is possessions, all the pleasures that we seek is kama. And there are a few who go beyond this and who work hard to attain power and wealth in this world. They seek artha. These are the entrepreneurs, these are the politicians, these are the businessmen and leaders who are willing to sacrifice pleasures temporarily to attain a bigger goal, that is wealth, freedom, and power. But even this is meaningless if we do not follow dharma. If we look at the world today, there are many people who blindly go beyond wealth, who are obsessed with making money, who are obsessed with having relationships, etc. And when they don't holistically understand the nature of reality and the nature of the four attainments of life, and if one does not find balance in these four attainments, ultimately life will not be fulfilled. Dharma and morality should be the basis for everything. And it is also said that for the one who follows dharma, the other three attainments of artha, kama, and moksha will be taken care of. In the fourth part, let us discuss moksha, which is liberation. This is the ultimate goal for each and every one of us. This is the end of samsara, and this is becoming one with that infinite divine consciousness. Different cultures and different religions have different names for this. People call this enlightenment, liberation, mukti, moksha, nirvana, etc. But the concept is one and the same. It is the ultimate dissolution of the individual ego and being one with that infinite consciousness or God. This is what we call moksha. And this should be the ultimate goal for each and every one of us. And this is the goal that Vedanta takes us toward. Now to conclude, this concept of purusharthas and the four attainments for each and every one of us is extremely relevant in today's world. Most of us are unfulfilled. Most of us live an unconscious life. We seek one thing without understanding the nature of reality. Some of us seek pleasures. Some of us seek wealth. Some of us are obsessed with our profession. Some of us are obsessed with making money. Although none of this is wrong, obsession with any of these things are absolutely wrong and it leads to an unfulfilled life. And if we look at how the progression happens in an individual's life, we get a better understanding of how this all works. Now, in a previous video, we had covered the three gunas of sattva, rajas, and tamas. And people who seek only sensual pleasures in life are at the level of tamas. And people who are above this, who seek power, who seek wealth, who seek success, are at the level of rajas. And people who seek to live a moral life, who seek a righteous life, who seek to live a life for humanity, for the world as a whole, follow dharma. And these are sattvic people. And once we reach the state of liberation, we go beyond these three gunas and we transcend them. And this is how it works. This is the progression that each and every one of us go through. Although this progression takes lifetimes to achieve for many of us. In the ancient Hindu culture, the pleasures of life, the wealth, the power, the success, none of it was demonized. They were all accepted as simply the attainments of life, as the goals of life. But it was taught that dharma was the foundational principle on which all other attainments are based, and moksha is the absolute attainment for each and every one of us to aspire for. And for most of us in this modern world, we need to find a balance in these four goals or attainments for a fulfilled life. And we need to also remember that the ultimate goal is realizing our absolute infinite nature. We can see a lot of people who are obsessed with one of these goals in the world today. And we can see how their life has become a curse to them and how they are suffering because of it. So it is important for every one of us to find a balance in life. And these teachings of Purusharthas in Vedanta offer a timeless blueprint for evaluating our lives and to find meaning, purpose, and fulfillment. And this is also the goal with our community come learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For those of you who want to go deeper into these teachings, and for those of you who want to understand conscious living and conscious creation through the foundational principles of Vedanta, to live a conscious life, to create a conscious life the way you truly want to live and to attain fulfillment, you can check out the link that we have given in the description.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community come learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.